Okay. Simon, kuf tzadi test, kuf tzadi vav sif test. Yeah. So, again, continuing on this wonderful subject of avelus or all forms of avelus. We happen to be in Einin on Shabbos. That's the subject matter. Shemi misha meis lemeis b'Shabbos. Somebody dies on Shabbos. Kimin da asa l'kavre, since it's asa for him to bury today, lo chalav. There's no aninus. Now, again, we said that an einin, most of the reason why an einin is part of our mitzvahs is because he's basically busy with the mace. So on Shabbos, there's nothing to do. So there's no aninus. So mutter b'basav yayin, v'chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs, he's mutter and basav yayin, chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs, chutz mitasha shamita, except for relations, she'asa lo'i v'gam asa b'talmud Torah, he can't learn either. They have in Dvarim Shabbat because those are things that are normally done in a hidden and hidden. Vim hu shliach, so in the not hidden in private. Right? Vim hu shliach tzibur. And if he's a chazan, right? Meaning he's the guy that they, davens, he's the steady guy. Sim yesh acher lispalo. If there's somebody else to daven, lo yispalo, he shouldn't daven. Vi leka achen, if there's nobody else yispalo, lo, he should daven. If the mace is the father of the mother, he could say Kaddish where there's no other Avelim, but the place where there are Avelim, he shouldn't say Kaddish for the Kfura. But if he's already an Avel for his father or his mother, or he has a Yahrzeit, he should say Kaddish like any other oval or a yard site. I had this myself, my father. We were einin over Shabbos. So we did say Kaddish. Fine. Yud, Samach L'Erev, Kaira Kriya Shema B'loi Brachas, before the evening of Shabbos. So then, because once Motzei Shabbos hits, einin kicks back in, or kicks in the first place. So maybe you can't do mitzvahs. So maybe you daven plag ma'ariv like this. It's still Shabbos, and you're davening ma'ariv. So the kitzur says you should read Kriyas Shema without the brachas. The ainim espal arvus. He paskins don't daven ma'ariv. Ve'ainim avdol motzei Shabbos, and you don't make avdol motzei Shabbos. Umutol lecho b'loy avdol, and he could eat without making avdol. La'achas you cover a mace, and after the kfura yavdil alakos, then you make avdol. And even if we didn't do the kfura till the next day, Yochel Avdol Alakoyz, then he could make Avdol Alakoyz and not on, but not on the Ner of B'Samim, because on Sunday you never make Avdol when the Ner and the B'Samim. The Mutal Avdol Ad Yom Gimel Shabbos, because we know it's Mutal make Avdol until the third day, till Tuesday, right? Utfilas Shachris. And if he didn't, let's say the burial happened after Zman Ma'ariv, so you don't say Atochan Antonu in Shachris. Atochan Antonu is only meant for Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. Yud Aleph. And Tzorach Leisarev Lulechus Viveisei At Samach L'Tchum Shabbos. Let's say he needs to go out Samach L'Tchum Shabbos Kedeshi Yelav Matzis Shabbos L'Magam Acher, in order that he should go someplace else. B'Shvil Tzorchei Ameis, for the Tzorchim of the Meis. Aishu Tzorach Leisarev Lesef Es Gaboyim. Or he needs to needs to go to the to gather the Gabayim de Chevra Kadosha, Lahashre Simon Ba'adam to come to an agreement on where they're gonna bury Azai Miyad Kishiyisul. So then when as soon as he starts going, because he's walking on Shabbos to the edge of the Tchum, so he can get a head start. So right when he starts doing that, Cholulav Aninus, then there's no Aninus, then there's Aninus on him. Because he's busy with this. Yud Beis. Mace bed of Shabbos. Leis mincha be'inin shi'af shalakoyr kodim Shabbos. If he dies in that of Shabbos in mincha time, and they can't, meaning Friday mincha, and they can't bury before Shabbos, mispalag gam mincha bed of Shabbos, he also davens mincha on that of Shabbos, because once that comes along, then there's nothing for more to do, right? Once it gets that late in the day. You'd give him mace b'yom rishon shel yom tov. Let's say he dies on the first day yom tov. Right to lekavrei ayoyim al yedei akum. If he wants to bury him that day by a goy, chalala miyara ninus, and then it's chalanim aninus. He calls again b'yom sheni, and then for sure on Yom Sheni sheyachol kaver gam ba'atzmayon. Really, me'ikar adin. Second day Yom Tov, we're allowed to bury the dead. The chalala miyar aninus, because it's chalala miyar aninus. So afilu hu ene roitz el kaver hayom. Even if he doesn't want to bury him that day, but since he has that ability, so then it's chal aninus. Yodala misha meisim mutal lefana below Yom Tov Sheni. Let's say the mace is in front of a lo Yom Tov Sheni. Makom shenogu lekaver hayday Yisrael. It's a makom that the minig is to bury all day, so no yig din aninus afilu belaila. There's a minig of aninus even at night. Ve'ena oimer kiddush, and he doesn't say kiddush. Ve'ena oichel basar, ve'ena shoseh yain, doesn't eat meat and doesn't drink wine. Al belel yom tiv rishon, but on the first night, yom tiv afilu belel yom tiv sheni. B'mokum shenogu l'sasik gam b'yom tiv sheni dafka yidei akum. If it's the mokum to be busy on yom tiv sheni with the guy, which is what the chassidim do nowadays, and linog din aninus belaila. So then there's no aninus at night. All right? Meaning if it's Yidden that are busy with it, then there's nothing to do. Meaning if Yidden, I'm sorry, if Yidden are busy with it, then there'd be a din of aninus. But when it's Goyim doing it, then he has less to do. So there's no reason that he should be part of him doing mitzvahs at night. Let's say somebody's on a he should make Havdalah the next day, but not after that. If you miss Havdalah, you only get the next day. You don't get 3 days like Shabbos. Because Yom Tov, the Kedusha of Yom Tov doesn't extend as much as the Kedusha of Shabbos. If an Einin has to make a bris, he has a stun. He has to give a bris. If it's possible to bury the mace before Shachris is over, so then the people that are busy with the burying should go first. The yikra is a mace, and then be cover the mace. And then they should do the bris. Then do the bris first. And the sandik will make the bracha of lachnisai, not the father. Because if you have a mace and a mila in front of you, so then mila goes first. Yudzayin oinen bar yudal benisan, and oinen on Pesach by night, yasa shliach livdekas achomet, meaning erev Pesach by night. He should make a shliach to do bedikas chametz because he's potter. But making something hefker is not a mitzvah. He's just making it hefker so that he could say himself. An oinen on the night of Sfiras Oimer, he should not count at night. During the day, after the kvura, he should count without the bracha, like we always do. We count during the day without a bracha. And the other nights, he should count with a bracha. Right? But if he sees that the aninus is going to go until the night, right, then he's going to miss a day. Then he should count with the aninus without a bracha, in order that he could continue counting with bracha. Right? It's an interesting thing, because what are you relying on? If he's ironing his ironing, so he misses out. So the pshat is that you're relying on that, on the shitas that do allow an ironing to do mitzvahs in some capacity. Ironing with Purim, ironing la'el. I don't know why here Purim he doesn't explain it. Fine. You test. Misha meis betfisa, somebody who dies when he's in jail. And jail, whatever, the warden doesn't want to let him be buried. Until they pay a ransom, then there's no aninus on the krovim because nothing to do. The guy is unfortunately locked in a jail. And they don't even get avelus either. Because they have not given up on burying him, and they know that they have to make a deal with the warden. And the krovim of the mace are betfisa. What? Yeah, and if the relatives are meaning the mace is out of jail, but the relatives of the mace are in jail, and they're not able to be Isaac in the Tzorchei Mace, and aninus chal aleim, and aninus is not chal on them. Because there's nothing for them to do. They're stuck in jail. Okay. This is the subject matter. Can't really change it. So everybody should have a good tefach. And like we said, hopefully nothing in this will ever become lemaisa, halacha lemaisa. All right. Good tefach and a
Thank
good
you.
tefach.